Locks and Service, how can I help you?
Oh, hey, Matthew. It's Tina again from Local Splash. James told me that he talked to you.
Yeah, it seems like everything is green lit to go, provided
Great.
We use the same name and the same license information to get that XCO off the ground and running. It did seem
yep.
like it needed a second account, so whenever you're ready, if you want to go ahead and just put it on the card.
Yep. Yeah, isn't he amazing? It's so funny. I had someone once that said they were fighting with Google trying to get it verified for months, and then he got on the phone with James and signed up with, and within the week it was there. It's just, he's just so amazing. He blows my mind. So let me just go over here. Okay, so you want to charge the same card, right?
Sure. Which one do you have ending in?
It's the MasterCard ending in 0261.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Perfect. Okay, so I'll do, let's see here. Wow. You're lucky because your billing is actually today on the other one. So that's cool. So what we can do is we'll charge this one separately because the other one already paid early today. But starting in June, we can process them both together. So it would be $398 a month, but it would be for both profiles. Sometimes it doesn't work out with the billing like that, but it worked out for you. So that's awesome. So let me just indicate this. And then let me do a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement for your new profile and is an added form of protection. Some of this will be a little repetitive of what I just asked you earlier, so just kind of bear with me. It says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business. Matthew?
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know if it cut out, but it's saying to please state the name of your business.
Oh, yeah, no, it did cut. I didn't hear a thing. Sorry. Lockout Locksmith Services. Well, it's Lockout Locksmith.
Okay, thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Matthew Charest and the owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in this campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sure.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, May 14th, in the non-refundable amount of just $298. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 14th in the amount of $199. You may discontinue
your... Yes, $298. Wasn't
yep.
it a three-month thing for like $400 or something like that?
Let me check and see if that's still available. I think when you signed up, you had like a three-month prepaid. So let me see. It was $537 for 3 months when you first signed up. Would you rather do that?
Well, are there any other options at this point? It's two something, $237, it sounded like?
It's yeah, it's $298 today, and then each month moving forward, $199. So the only other option would be for the 3 month prepay if you want. The only thing is then that gets sticky because then you're going to have the one account that's running for month to month at $199, and then the other one's going to be running quarterly at $537 unless you want me to set up both accounts on the prepay. And then what would happen is, let's see, you just paid for the one today, so I could prorate the rest and, you know, charge whatever, you know, the $537 minus $199 is, and then I could set the next billing for both of them to be in August, if you want to do it that way for the 3 months.
That's a good question. But right now it sounds like $240 or something like that.
Yeah, it's It's $298 today, and then each month moving forward, it's just $199. If you want to do that now, just to get the ball rolling, I can actually put a note in here that if you change your mind, I can still prorate it for you and do the 3 months as long as you do it within 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, no, it's substantial. I mean, you're talking almost $200 extra.
Yeah, because it would be the setup fee plus the, what, it's 37, so that's like 40. That's like another $63. It's like $162 initially, but then each quarter it's about $63 more.
It's more to do the 537?
No, it's more to do the month to month. Yep.
Yeah. And the there was like a Google payment. There's no way to get any kind of credit for that. I think it was like $250 for Google, but that was canceled. I don't suppose the payment was ever reimbursed, so I imagine maybe it could be used as partial credit in some way, or no?
No, that's the application fee for the Google Guaranteed. That's something separate. They don't do any type of credits on that. Let me do this. I'm going to take the 537 and just divide it by 3 and just see if I can get an override and if they would do this. So that would mean that this new profile you'd just be paying $179 a month for. So if we do that, we still have to put the setup fee on the first one, but it would be $278 today plus $179 monthly. Would that be fair enough? That way you're saving $20 a month. And then what I'll do is I'll set the pricing on your Anaheim one the same. So starting in June, you would be paying $179 a month for that one too. So you're getting like the 3 month prepaid rate, but you don't have to pay up front. You would just be doing it monthly.
Okay. And then we'd be stuck with like whatever the $300 for this month, it sounds like.
$278, yeah. So it's just $179, which includes your first month on that 3 month prepay, but it's just on a month to month, and then the $99 setup fee. Make sense?
Yeah. Well, let's do it.
Okay. Let's do it that way. That way, I mean, I'm for a business owner, I get it. Every little bit helps, so I don't mind helping you out there, Matthew. So let me set both of them moving forward at $179, which means you're getting that same deal just on a month-to-month basis. So then each month on the 14th, your payment would, you know, reoccur for $179 each, and then you can discontinue your service at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, it sounds pretty basic.
Perfect. Okay, so let me go ahead and do the charge on here, and then you should be good to go. I will set a client interview. Well, actually, I don't think they need a client interview because it's the exact same business, just a different location. So I'm going to have them just, you know, start the programming on it right now. If a client interview is needed, I'll call you, but usually they don't do that on a second location. So you should be all set. So thank you so much for adding that second one, and I'm so happy that James was able to assist as well. And if you need anything else, you can call me, okay?
Sure, yeah. Ideally, if there's like landmarks where we can start seeing progress from this, if you could have some of the guys on your floor, maybe reach out to me with whatever we have, like screenshots or anything like that, that I can use to kind of, you know, reinforce the idea of here keeping this going. Cause I know it takes a bit of time, but, you know, obviously I want to see us be able to make some sort of return in some points, so that we can keep moving. You know, keep moving forward, maybe expand even further. I've got something working in Huntington Beach that'll be coming up. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. That's right down the street from our office. We're in Fountain Valley, so we're right down the street from Huntington. So, so
cool.
Awesome. Okay, well, good. I'm happy that it worked out for this one. And yeah, you know where to find us if you want Huntington Beach. But yeah, we'll be in communication with you a lot on getting this Beverly Hills one set up. So, you know, if you get any emails or texts from us, like I said before, just try to be responsive, okay?
Sure, you mean with regards to the customers or to the agent?
No, with regards to if we reach out to you and say, you know, hey, Matthew, a video verification is needed, or, you know, a phone verification is needed, just make sure that you get whatever it is that they're requesting, and then that way you'll get this verified in a timely manner, okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, he seemed to say it wasn't required, but yeah, let's do that. We'll make sure.
Okay, sounds good. All right, and then lastly, I wanted to let you know you have the call tracking number on the Anaheim one that we set up for you. I know you're doing the Google Voice one for Beverly Hills, but you don't want a call tracking one on that one, do you?
I wonder how that would work. I don't know that it should have one. When it goes through, I don't get a lot of calls on that that extension. Shoot.
With the Google Voice number?
Yeah. Would you want to go ahead and hang up and call me on it? See how it reads when I
see it? Yeah, I'll do it. I'll hang up and I'll call you on it, but also I want to ask James, because it might be better to just get a 310 area code number, since that's for Beverly Hills, and just forward it over to your Google Voice number. You know what I mean? That way when clients see
that,
it, they'll know that.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So let me tell him that. Yeah, because if not, you still have another, like, what, 657 number, and sometimes people think, oh, we don't know where that is, and especially since it's a newer area code for Orange County, you know. So, yeah, we'll do that. We'll do the 310 area code number to forward to the Google Voice, but what I'll do is I'll hang up right now and just call it just to be safe and make sure that I can reach you on it, okay?
Cool. Thank you.
Okay. All right. You're welcome. Talk to you in a second. Bye.
Let's do that, yeah.